Proud of You is a parenting advice podcast and support group for dads hosted by two goofy dads. They are not pediatricians, nutritionists, OBGYNs, psychologists, nor are they authorities on parenting. They're just two dinguses trying to figure it all out. Their advice should not be taken as expert information. Parenting looks different for everyone, and there's no wrong way to be a dad. Frankly, if you're taking the time to listen to a podcast about it, you're already doing a great job. And these dads are proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, welcome back. I am Derek Mata.
And I am Andrew Goody, and we are proud of you. Welcome back to our podcast about modern parenting, dad life, and all things having kids and being a dad about it. Today's topic, we are talking about talking.
yeah, because that's a good one.
my kid talks a lot, and one of your toddlers talks a lot. Ivy is very, very quiet around me. I know she's very talkative when there aren't strangers around.
I was gonna say Ivy is definitely finding her voice now. She's talking in a more complete sentences, and it's probably the most, to my wife and I, we are obviously biased because Ivy is the most adorable kid in the world. How she talks is the most adorable talking we've ever heard. Like, she can say all the bad words and we're like, you're just so cute.
Yeah, no, and that's it's that transition from like single word communication into more like full sentences. I don't know if it's a thing for everybody, but for Alana, it was like a light switch, man. Like, one day it was like, dada, food, have. And then the next morning it was like, father, may I please have some oatmeal for breakfast? Like, obviously not quite to that degree, but like, it was like, there was no like slow build of sentence structure. That last step, right? Like, it went from single word to a couple words to like really combining full sentences.
And Ivy, I want to say I felt the same way with Ivy. Kind of similar. She'd point to things. She would have those one or two words. I mean, she's still not, you know, I still have problems understanding her, but now it's like a full sentence. And you're like, wait a second. Like, last week, I needed your brother to translate for you. And now I understand what you're saying. Like, no, stop growing up. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's great when she needs something, but
yeah,
it's baby.
It's also really funny because the more Alana talks, the more I hear my dumb verbiage in the way she talks, and like just colloquialisms that Emily and I use are like my weird Valley Girl isms that like Alana will now, like, if you ask her a question, you're like, hey, Alana, do you want to go to the park? She'll go, I don't know. Or like, yeah. Like, she says, before every word. I'm like, well, okay, I see that that's me. I need to be more definitive and declarative with my words, because you're just going to say, but it's also like the sweetest thing, because I'll be like, hey, do you want to go take a bath? And she's like, nope.
And you're like, shit, like, I can't be mad at that.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Yeah. Well, what it has taught me is now I don't ask questions so much. I'm like, hey, we're going to go take a bath, because she has learned that if she can say, nope, and her opinion matters, that I respect her choices. So if I give her the choice and she says no, then I respect that.
See, I want to say Ivy was very similar. It was more like, hey, you want to take a bath? As in, we are now taking a bath because the kids need a bath. But no, so Ivy kind of does the same thing. She's now on her Y stage. And here I am saying, I got to watch myself, because next thing you know, Ivy will be doing it too.
Yeah, man.
She's in her Y stage, and her being all of this big and the most adorable thing in the world, like, it's cute. But I'll say, though, Noah takes after his mother. Because, what was it? A couple weeks ago, As you know, my two cats that look similar. You can't tell them apart. I still have issues to telling them apart. Lucas is like, he goes, "That's Emery." And Noah goes, "That's definitely Finn." That is totally April.
Yeah, just distinctly April behavior.
And he still does it because it gets a laugh out of us. So he does it, and we still use that now, and like in our little side jokes. And it's the greatest thing when kids pick up on the things that we don't realize we do.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's great, sometimes not so much.
Oh, that was what I was gonna follow it up with because it's we have had a lot of fights with saying fuck, because I curse like a sailor. I will never try to say I don't. It's a bad habit. I don't know if I can ever break it, and I know anybody watching, listening is gonna be like, "Oh, you should do it because you're kids." I always said when my oldest daughter was 2 years old. I was like, I'm teaching her these words, so if she says them, at least I know I taught them to her, and not, where did you learn those? I know where all my kids have learned those words. Me.
Well, and the thing that you have to realize is your kids are going to learn those cuss words anyway, right? Like my dad never sat me down and taught me the meaning of the word ass. I mean, frankly, I probably heard it from him before I heard it at school, but like especially if you're sending your kids to public school, like they're going to hear cuss words. The thing is just teaching your kids, like if you teach your children those words or if they hear you saying them, you can at least explain like context, right? Like
Yes.
we don't like those are okay words to use and they have meanings behind them, but those meanings are offensive to some people, so you can't say fuck at school, you can't say ass in front of grandma, like like and teaching them context, and people are like, well, kids don't understand that, and like I'll fight you all day long. Kids understand context, kids figure it out, and like it, just teach them and work with them and they'll get it.
And that's the one thing that the I want to say the biggest thing. So like saying the word fuck, like Noah liked saying it, and for a while there he liked saying fuck off, and not
You
really in
think
our it's
it was
not
because he got a reaction from it?
it probably. I mean, hey, okay, so, and I'm gonna get to that here in a second. We don't really say that phrase. I did catch myself saying it a couple days later after pointing it out. I was talking to the computer. I was pissed off at some email, and I said, "Fuck off." And then April goes, "See, that's where he learned it from." But like, I don't. It's not usually one of my phrasing. So he got in trouble. He went to daycare, and he said it to a kid, not understanding the context. He just knows that you say it in frustration, you say it in anger, kind of whatever. Like, I don't know where he learned it, but I think he has learned that, hey, when you say fuck, it's because you're feeling a certain way that's not happy.
Yeah, fuck means I'm mad about something.
Yes. The one word that we're having issues with, words is poop and poopy. It's aggravating. And I get it. Like they're toddlers. Like Ivy and Noah just love saying poopy, and they'll sing songs and they'll replace every word with the word poop and poopy, and you're kind of impressed with it. But it's like, please quit talking about poops and farts and pooping and
Well, and the hardest thing is just like, and I mean, like, we're all just grown idiot children as dads. Like,
yeah.
the hardest thing is not laughing, right? Like, when your kid says something wildly inappropriate, it's usually funny. But if you laugh, then they're gonna do it again and again and again and again, right? Like
That's one of the biggest problems we have is at
it's
first, like I think when he first did it and Ivy first did it, it's hilarious. Like, oh, look, that's so funny. Like, look at my kid saying the word poop and poopy and whatever context he used it in. Noah, actually, both of them know not to say it. Okay. We have corrected them. It's a naughty word. You don't say that word. It's inappropriate. We've said we've had this conversation a million and one times. You know, our household, we have conversations way too many times than we should, but we do. But now
because he gets a reaction out of Ivy, and Ivy gets a reaction out of Noah.
Yeah, they just build off of each other.
Yeah, and they sit there laughing their ass off. Like, it's, they love doing it in the car. The moment you close the door in the car, poopy, 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 mom, 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 poopy, ha ha ha. And you're just like,
I mean, whatever keeps them entertained, frankly, like obviously, especially like if he's going to school or to daycare and saying it and that kind of stuff, then it becomes a problem. Again, that comes down to the context conversation. But like, I don't know, that's always been my opinion with like, and we Emily and I talked about it like when we got pregnant, even before that, when we had talked about having a family, she was like, your parents like, or like your mom specifically, like my mom does not cuss. My mom is the like Disney mom who like she'll stub her toe and go full Yosemite Sam, like rassle frass and frick, like just full ham made up words, like and she's like, are you not gonna swear around our kids? And I was like, babe, I swear around everybody. Like I cuss like a sailor. It's part of who I am. And like I just don't have the moral attachment to those words, right? I don't give a fuck. And so, man, we're gonna earn our explicit tag on this episode, huh?
Yes, we are.
But like we had the conversation, like I know one of my kids' first words was gonna be four letters, and like I wasn't mad about that. And I had a serious conversation with Emily, and I was like, you know, like if that is something that's gonna bother you, one, we should talk about how much I cuss, because if that's gonna bother you, is me cussing bothering you?
Yeah, true.
But also, like, we should talk about that, because I will, you know, like a big part of our relationship is you know, communicating and respecting each other's wishes. Like, if she wanted me to stop swearing because she didn't want Alana to curse, I would do that. But I don't care, and she doesn't care. So, one of Alana's like first words was asshole. She had a garbage truck that was like a ride-on garbage truck with a horn on it. And she was running around the house one day, and she hit the horn, and it went honk honk, and we heard her go asshole. And Emily's like, she's been driving in the car with you, hasn't she? And I was like, yeah, maybe she has.
Nope.
Nope, definitely not me.
I want to say Noah did the same thing because riding with April. And I'm trying to remember what the word was. It was a honking. She has gotten to figure your life out.
Oh,
So
there you
like
go.
now that's what he likes to say. But what was it? I can't remember, but it was some word that adults use, you know, some curse word. And it was hilarious at first. And they're like, okay, we really have to make sure he stops using that word. Because he knew, again, when you're angry, when you're upset, that's when you say that word. And we didn't want him to go to daycare. At the time, he was going to, what was it, like Christian preschool? And I'm like, we definitely don't want him to be saying that stuff, you know?
Well, and so the flip side of that, right? We're talking about all the curse words that kids pick up and the negative stuff. The flip side of that, Alana has picked up so much good from like just living around Emily and I. Like, for example, she's 2 years old. We haven't really taught her like manners, right? We haven't really taught her like you say please when you're asking for something, and you say thank you when somebody gives it to you. Like, we demonstrate that for her because we're generally kind to each other. But we haven't like had conversations about what manners are and why they're important and all that kind of stuff. But just existing in the house with us, Alana climbed up onto the couch. Emily and I were on the couch together, and she wanted to get between us. And she like started climbing up on the couch, and she put her hand on me and said, excuse me, Dada, and like scooched me over to make room for herself. And like, I have never taught her the word excuse me. I have never, like, you know, she just picked that up on her own from hearing us say it. She says, I love you all the time. She says, thank you. She doesn't really say please because we're very proactive about, actually, no, she says please a lot. Hindsight. She says please about food specifically. Like, please eggs, please beans, please.
No, it's all that Miss Rachel, you know, throw back to a couple episodes back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's, I'm sure she has picked up a lot of it there too.
I want to say, and you know, my wife will correct me here. Like, I want to say having two around the same age is always a fight. So it's, well, they know manners because, you know, like say thank you, say please. If you want something, you say please. Like, if you give them something, say thank you. Obviously, we're still teaching it, but like, move. That's what Noah would say. Like, I'm sitting, I want to sit there. And then Ivy, me sit there.
Yeah.
But I want to say that they do pick up on the good things too. Because whenever, let's say Ivy's crying, and Noah's like, Noah doesn't ever call her sissy unless he's trying to calm her down. Like, we call her sissy all the time and we're in good moods, and he has picked up on that. So like, she's upset. Hey, sissy, what can I do for you? What, let me get this for you. Let me do this for you. Let me help you. Oh, you want to watch Mew Mew, sissy? Like, and so they, and they know and they learn, and it's probably one of the most adorable things, like watching him being caring to his little sister.
Yeah, totally.
And I would say, and then of course, like, Ivy's in love with Noah and Lucas, like, but she spends more time around Noah because, you know, they're home together all day.
Yeah.
But I love it. Just them learning speech is probably one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Well, and I imagine having, you know, Noah be close to her age, so close enough in age that they're, you know, tied at the hip and they're spending all their time together because they're home together all day. And being old enough that he's talking a little bit more fluently and a little bit more clearly, like I'm sure it's accelerated her speech development too, because
Yes.
she's not only listening to, you know, you and April talk and people on TV, but she's listening to Noah talk to you guys, and she's talking to Noah. Like you had said in a past episode that like she was your de facto or he was your de facto Ivy translator, right? Like
He still is. We asked him
when you
today,
couldn't
like, what is
understand.
she saying?
Yeah.
But and that's what, you know, April says all the time. Like, her speech is just absolutely, like, and literally from last week to this week, 100% better. Like, we were in the bath yesterday. What's today? Wednesday. So we were in the bath, I want to say last night. I get my days confused. And she was drinking bath water. And I was like, Ivy, I'm going to take the thing that you're drinking bath water with. And she's like, no, I stop it. And I was like, I stepped back. Like, honestly, I stepped back and I was like, did she say that? And I walked to the closet and I was like, did you just hear what she said? Like, no, I stop it. Like, last week, she's like, no. And then she was just whine. But now she's telling me, like, no, she is going to stop doing what she's doing. She didn't, you know.
Yeah.
I ended up having to take it from her anyways, but like, I was just like,
But the comprehension was there of if I stop doing this thing, you won't take the thing away, and she vocalized it. Like, that's pretty
yeah,
rad.
it was like I said, it took me back. Like, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I don't like this. Because it's my last baby. And you know, the next time I have a baby will be my kids have babies. And like, I don't even want to think about that. So it makes me sad watching her, especially watching them both grow up, especially her.
Yeah,
But
that's an interesting perspective because Alana's my first, and I'm just thrilled, right? Like I love watching her. I mean, obviously there's an element of like there's an element of loss with the gain, right? Like as she grows into her own person, she's more independent, and by being more independent, she needs me less, which means I don't get all of those sweet, cozy baby snuggles and all of that. But I get to see my daughter become a person, right? Like having her own personality and saying, and I get to see what weird parts of my personality. Like I'm obviously very biased, but like I think I'm pretty cool. And I'm very like, not to toot my own horn, I'm very charismatic. I'm very like outgoing and funny. And Emily is the same way. Like Emily is less outgoing than me, but she's very charismatic and very like quick-witted and likes to joke around. And so it's fun watching her grow up with the two of us and seeing like what traits of mine she picks up in her speech patterns and what like jokes and like the style and the way that she says things that are similar to Emily, and kind of seeing her turn into just that mashup of the two of us.
I'm gonna say Noah is very April. Like you've talked to him a few times, many times. He's
I think he's a good mix of both of you.
but then again, I'm like, I'm not ever looking, but like it's the little things like that's definitely Finn. Like that is an April thing. And it just and he's hard-headed. I love you, dear. I know you're gonna listen to this or watch this. He's hard-headed like his mother.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because April has never looked me dead in the eyes and said, fuck off.
But I
I think
have.
you'd be more likely to.
Yeah, I definitely would. But I think it's also because I see more of April and Noah, and I see more of me and Ivy. So that's probably where my bias comes in. But you can walk into my house and be like, okay, so that April says shit like that, and Derek says shit like that. Like,
Yeah, well, I mean, I would agree overall. I think both of your kids, and I think this is true of most kids. I think both of your kids are a mix of the two of you. I think Noah is more like April, and I think Ivy is more like you, but I definitely see both of you in both of them.
yeah, like,
'Cause you're both their parents, right? Like
yeah, like Ivy is me when it comes to food. And Noah is April when it comes to food. And I can now hear them crying in the background.
always in the background, man.
Always in the background. It's probably because it is almost dinner time and they don't want to eat. Surprise.
We'll
Food, which we'll get to on a different, which we've already covered.
revisit some old topics, especially as I grow into them and have new questions for you as a first-time dad.
Yeah, and especially as like just our kids grow, like it's because like we've mentioned it, like I've mentioned in the past, like I had my first two up until about two and a half roughly, and then I kind of missed those years until I came into Lucas's life at 7. So the years that Noah and Ivy are now going into is all new to me. So
Gotcha.
it's gonna be interesting learning, and like the speech thing is also new to me because I never got to experience. So we're experiencing it together for the first time, which is weird to say, having a 13-year-old and a, what year is it, 24, six, 7-year-old. I'm terrible at math. So I'm enjoying every, believe it or not, I'm always gonna be like, no, you don't. You hate when they say poopy. Like even the little poopy. Like I'm being immature at 4, 3 or 4, 2 and 3 years old. So I don't know where 4 came from. I'm enjoying it because they're learning the boundaries. They're learning things. What's also amazing because learning speech comes with learning singing.
Oh, so
Like
much singing, man.
I don't know if like what y'all listen to in y'all's household, if y'all listen to like normal music or just toddler music, but Noah is a singer. Then Ivy, what's the word I'm looking for? What's that word I'm
Backup
looking for?
singer?
No, not a
Like a.
backup singer because Noah does it, Ivy does it
Oh, she like copycat?
by default. Like so Noah's sitting there singing his heart out. It is adorable. I have a video. His favorite song. I don't know if you are big into TikTok music.
That's a loaded question, but sure.
So it's a song called Beautiful Things by Benson Boone, I think it is. Okay, so you know
I've
the
heard
song.
it.
Noah loves that song. Loves it to death. He will sing at the top of his lungs with that song. And it is so cute enough to make a grown man cry. And then Ivy does it too, but her version of it, and it is even more adorable. So just learning the speech of those two is, I love it. It's because it's new. Also, but teenagers too. You can't leave Lucas out of this.
No, totally. Well, and that's a whole other, like, right now. Alana is learning how to talk, right? Just baseline, like how to verbally communicate. But I mean, once you get older kids, right, it becomes a whole different thing. How do you talk to your friends versus how do you talk to your parents versus how do you talk to your teachers? Lucas is not quite at working age yet, but eventually, he'll be a teenager, he'll be working, and then you have the conversations about how you talk to your boss and like how you ask for a promotion or you ask for a raise or how to have complicated conversations like that. And that's a whole other element of communication that,
And April and I are very old school in those terms because we have had those conversations with Lucas because preteen, kids these days go through puberty earlier and earlier. We won't get into that whole conversation, but we do have that conversation of we know how you talk to your teachers because his teachers absolutely love him. Like, and I'm not saying we don't. Like, I don't want anybody to take this out of context. Lucas is very helpful at school when it comes to his peers. At home, it is, I would rather play Xbox, don't talk to me. And we're like, how are you gonna act towards your boss, Lucas? Like, you kind of treat your home life the way you would treat your school life, or your vice versa. Like, how you act at school where your teachers are like, Lucas is the best person ever, and he's gonna be president one day, like. The way you help your fellow peers, help your little and brother and sister. If you're gonna give us attitude because we told you to take out the trash, like, are you gonna talk to your boss that way? No, because he'll tell you to kick rocks and go find a new job. Obviously, we don't get into the finer details of, right to work and all that shit. We try to have those conversations now because we want to ingrain that in him. They're like, wait a second, I can't just say whatever I want. But we also want him to know that he has an opinion. But there's a time and place for all opinions too. You wouldn't go to your boss and be like, look, like this is what I think, but I know it's your company. Like,
Well, so here's the thing, man, is I want to raise a daughter who will have those conversations, but will do so respectfully in a fashion that her boss will respect and understand. Because it's important to that's the, it's such a challenging line, right? To teach kids that, hey, like listening to authority figures and respecting authority figures is really important, and you should listen and respect authority figures. And just because somebody is an authority figure doesn't mean they're right. Just because somebody is an authority is your boss doesn't mean that there's not a better way to do the thing that your boss is telling you to do. And so teaching your kids to stand up for themselves and to trust their intuition and to believe that if they think something is wrong, they should say something, right? Because that's a whole nother piece of the conversation, right? Like oh man, we'll go down a little tangent here. I overheard a woman at the grocery store telling her kid said no about something. And she said, hey, and it was like, I don't know what the relationship was, but it was like this woman who was clearly the mother of the kids and her like friend who was with her. And the friend was asking the kid to do something, and the kid said no. And the mom said, hey, she's an adult. When an adult asks you to do something, you do it and you say yes. And I was like, hey, kid, you want to get my candy full of van? My
No,
van full of candy? Flip that.
no, there
Hey, kid, you want to get my van full of candy? And she was like, excuse me? And I was like, oh, I'm an adult. Like, teaching your kid that you just say yes and do what an adult says because they're an adult is dangerous. Like, don't ever fucking teach your kids that. Don't teach your kids to just agree with something because somebody is an adult. That sucks. That's dangerous. That's how kids disappear. Like, teach your kids that it's important to respect adults and it's important to treat everybody right, right? Because it shouldn't matter whether somebody is an adult or a kid or a teenager. You should speak to them with a level of respect because they're a human, and you should have compassion for them because they exist on the same planet that you exist on. You shouldn't just say yes because they're an adult. Like, that's a wild thing to
no,
teach
I
kids.
and you're definitely not wrong. And we have tried to put it into, granted, anybody who has ever raised a teenager knows that they're hard-headed as fucking, like you've said before, they know everything and you're wrong and all that. Like, we're not teaching them like if an adult says this, but like it's if an adult says go mop the floor, you go mop the floor. But if he says throw the bucket of water on the floor and then mop it up, be like, let's sit back and let's find an easier way to do it. Like we have that kind of conversation. We tell him all the time, like, we're gonna tell you a way to do it, but if you know an easier way, tell us. Like, don't be like, well, I did it this way because I think it's easier, and then the job is not done. Like, hey, I think let's have a conversation. So that's what we're teaching, not if an adult says, then yes, kind of thing. Like,
Well, and that's a really great way to teach that lesson too, is to have that conversation up front, right? Because like you that was a perfect example, right? If your boss tells you to do something and you think there's a better way to do it, and you do it that way, then you're kind of, asking for forgiveness for doing the thing not the way that your boss asked. Whereas if you say, hey, like I will absolutely, like, yes, I will do that. I think it might be better to do it this way, or would you be open to me doing it this way instead? Then, if your boss says, no, I want it done this way specifically, one, your boss can tell you, hey, I want it done this way specifically because, and here's this reason that you didn't understand or you didn't know. The way that you had thought that it might be easier is actually something that they've tried before and doesn't work, right? Or even if they don't give you that courtesy of the explanation, at least you know what to do and you can do it the way that they expect you to, and it'll get done instead of doing it the way that you thought was right and then maybe having to redo it or getting fired because you did it the wrong way or whatever that. And obviously we're talking about we're comparing a job and a home life. You're not going to fire your son for not mopping the floor or mopping it wrong, but
We base it off of the most simple thing. Like, that's, everybody 15, 16, what's your first job usually? Like, question for you.
I mean, for me, it was bussing tables.
So you exactly, you work in some kind of, I mean, yes, there's obviously
It's
retail, but food. Like, I started in food.
service industry of some sort.
So we're like, you go work at McDonald's because that's always the example that we use in our household. And I'm not sure why. Probably because McDonald's is always down the street from us. You go to McDonald's and you sweep the floor shitty, and your boss is like, do it again. What are you going to do? Your normal teenage reaction is, I did the best I could. Why are you getting mad at me? No, I'm not going to do it again. And like, no, you did it wrong because there's clearly stuff still on the floor. You're going to do it again. And then that's, and so like, that's how we compare the two. Like, yes, obviously our kitchen versus an entire McDonald's restaurant, a home life versus a paying gig, like it will translate to that one day. So that's what we try to teach, but what do we know? Like, we have only been sweeping for 20 years of our damn lives. And sweeping being just the one task out of
the de facto
everything.
example here.
It's hard though, because kids, teenagers, want to think they're tough. We were, and I want to use a different example. Think they're tough because we were at a track meet last week. And you remember when kids back in the day, like, hey, let me shake your hand, high five, whoop in the hair kind of thing. It's still a thing, surprisingly. And one girl did it to a kid that ran by, and he said, fuck you. Kid had to be, I don't know, 13, 14 years old. Like, yeah, you talk to your friends that way, but you don't talk to your parents that way. But kids these days think it is okay to talk to their parents that way. I would never in a million years tell my parents, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely told my parents to fuck themselves when I was a teenager, and I was an idiot teenager who knew everything in the world and was an ungrateful bastard. But
Well,
like,
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but like, I feel like kids, that fine line isn't there anymore.
it was intentionally disrespectful. In my instance, I think the point that you're making is that that intention isn't there. It's just they don't necessarily see those lines. And I mean, that's our job as dads, right? Is to draw those lines and to show to have our kids not be the kids that are running around telling us to fuck off, unless it's in playful good fun, because I wouldn't mind it if Alana was. I mean, I tell you to fuck off all the time, so.
And I laugh about it.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I guess that's the joy, and we'll call it a joy, you know, whatever it is, because like, and Abel's going to kill me for this. Like, Lucas got mad because we were playing a joke on him a couple weeks back. And he's like, you guys are being assholes. And I was just kind of like, well, it's like, at the same time, like, he used it in the correct context.
Yeah.
You were
being an asshole. So
We didn't know we were being assholes in the way that he thought we were being assholes. I won't get into that whole, like, we were playing a small prank on him, and it went sideways, and we did not realize. And so he called us assholes. But like you said, like, yes, we were being assholes. Like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
yeah,
at least he knows.
Well, and that's the thing is I mean, again, hippie dad, but like, I don't want my kid to just respect me for the sake of respecting me, right? Like, I want my kid to respect me in the same way that I respect you, like, because we're friends and we have a developed relationship, and you're an adult and you're a human who lives on this planet. There are a million and one reasons why I respect you. It's not because you're over the age of 18 and I respect you by default, or because you have some sort of authority. I mean, not that you are either, you or I have authority over each other, but like, you know,
I get what,
like, you're not my boss or anything like that. I just respect you because I respect you as a person. Like, in the same way, like, I don't ever, like, yes, I want Alana to respect me as her father, but I don't want her to respect me solely because I'm her dad, right? I want her to respect me because she recognizes that I have something to teach her and that I have experience that she can learn from. And I want her to respect me because I'm the kind of person who will listen when she comes to me and says, hey, dumping the water on the floor and then mopping it up might not be the best way to do this. I think I've got a better way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So we talked about intentional profanity a little bit. One of my favorite things about the, like, learning to speak phase before her speech got really clear and she started speaking in full sentences was accidental profanity. Or words that she would say and say wrong so they sounded funny or like other things. My favorite example, she got this toy, like a stuffed little fox, and she's always loved foxes. When she was like 6 months old, we got her like a fox hoodie thing, and she's got toys and towels and all kinds of stuff, right? Loves them. So Emily's sister got her this little stuffed fox, and she loved it, and she carried it everywhere. And everybody who we ran into, she would run up and show them her little toy and let them know that it was her fox. And by that, I mean, for like 3 weeks, every person she ran into, she'd run up to shove her stuffy in their face and go, "It fucks!" Because she couldn't quite say fox. And I just didn't have the heart to stop it because I laughed every single time.
Like, I would too.
It fucks.
I'd be like, what? Like, with a smile on my face was, like this.
Everybody's reaction would be like, excuse me? It does what now?
Yeah. And see, like, I remember Evelyn. She was, what, 3 or 4 years old? She had to be 3. She was learning animals. So, like, you have cats and kitties and dogs and puppies. And she thought that octopus, a baby octopus, was an octopussy.
Makes sense, man.
And me and my ex-wife, or now my ex-wife, just lost it. Like, wait, what? Like, no, sweetheart. You can't go around calling baby octopus that. It was great. And similar to a fox, a fork was a fuck.
Yeah.
And a spoon was a poon. And it was so funny for the longest time. And I want to say she had the funniest accidental saying. And I'm trying to think, like, Noah would just say just the words themselves, but like without any context.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm getting old. It's my bedtime.
No, yeah, but like, I just, I, man, and I love that kind of stuff. And like, you hear it Every parent that I've talked to has like one or two things that it's just like, yeah, my kid said this instead of that, for part of their childhood. And like I have a feeling like that's a core memory for me, right? Like Alana's gonna be 21 and I'm still gonna be telling the story about her toy fucks.
That's I mean and wife April, when you listen to this, if there's something I'm missing, put it below because you're home with the kids way more than I am, so I bet you I've missed a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm sure
It's
Emily's got some good stories too.
like throw it in the car. Anybody watching, listening, I mean, I guess if you're listening on Spotify, if we can ever get it working again, thanks Spotify. Comment, email us, throw it, especially YouTube comments, because like people are going to see them like, you know what, my kids had something similar. Like we want to hear that shit. We want to read that shit.
Totally. Well, and those are always such funny stories, man. I love hearing that stuff. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what funny things is your kid saying? What are you trying to get your kid to stop saying? How have you gotten your kid to stop saying poop? Somebody help Derek out here.
Yes, I mean it's I know one day I'm gonna miss it, but right now it is the moment that car door closes when you put him in his car seat. Poopy, mommy, poopy. And I bet you he's hearing me, and I bet you he's
Yep.
repeating me right
I was
now.
gonna say April's downstairs shouting at you right now, I'm
She
sure.
was like, quit saying that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. As Derek alluded to, we've been having some issues with our podcast hosting, so we're a little bit behind on the podcast side. The videos are still going live every Friday on YouTube. So I do apologize if you are one of our Spotify listeners or Apple listeners and you're not getting access to this content yet. We promise we're working on it. We're gonna get it fixed, but for now you'll have to look at our dumb faces on YouTube on Fridays until we get that up and running. All of our social media is linked down below. We'd love it if you would follow us and share the show. And really just let us know what's going on in your life as a dad. What are you struggling with? What are your wins? What are your losses? And what can we talk about on this show? Because we've got a list a mile long of topics to talk about, but we really want to know what's most prevalent for you right now and what we can. I mean, I say help. We're figuring it out ourselves, but we can at least talk through it and give you some good anecdotes like the silly things that our kids say and the things that we've tried that seemingly are working.
Or even like and I had it and I lost it, like things to help us grow this. Like, is there something we're missing that you think like, hey, I think this would help, my friend would listen to if you had giveaways or something. Obviously we're doing this out of the goodness of our own heart. Like, we're not sponsored, we don't have cash to give away, but if like, hey, if you hit certain subscriber amount, like I think it'd be cool if XYZ, or hey, if you, I don't know,
Hey, if we
started
get 100
recommending people.
subscribers, we do a shirtless calendar.
It's just me and you, nobody wants to see 6 months of each of
Hey, man, somebody
us.
does. It's
Sure.
four, four, and four. There's 4 months of me, 4 months of you, and 4 months of the two of us posing together,
Oh,
obviously.
okay. Just little things. I mean, or how we can get people to listen to the end of it, kind of thing. Like, we make jokes all at the end. So just help us grow that. What you think will help us get to that point? Like, if or what's the thing? Advertising y'all's businesses. Y'all have little side hustles. Let us know and be like, hey, this week we're promoting. I noticed there's somebody on Facebook whose wife makes elven jewelry, and I know people like you, Goody, like that kind of stuff. So,
Yeah.
if you have a friend, or you yourself, or your wife, or somebody's got a business that you want promoted, let us know, and we'll do that too.
Awesome. Yeah, let us know what we can do to improve the show. Let us know what you're doing as a dad, and at the end of the day, just let us know that you're okay, 'cause being a dad's hard, and we're proud of you for it.
That's right.
Well, until next week, I'm Andrew Goody,
And I'm Derek Mata.
and we are proud of you.